Each week, we feature a local DIY or do-it-yourself artist who is making it. This week, Curious Mix contributor Chris Siegel introduces us to an educator and performer named Jeremiah Barnes. Barnes is also known as Mossy Stone, the literate drag queen, and host of monthly book readings for kids at Indy Reads on Mass Ave in downtown Indianapolis.
Hello, 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 everybody. How are you? That was not very loud. We got to wake up on Saturday morning. How are you?
I was living in Bismarck, North Dakota. I was finishing my degree, and I was in the military. And if you've never been to North Dakota, it is bitterly cold. And it was, I am a Southern boy, and I spent 2 years in school full-time, living in a basement, and was alone most of the time. And the way I kept my spirits up was through creating Mossy Stone.
Yeah, we got to shake off the burr. Are you ready? Give me one of these. On the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. All right. Did y'all have a good
I was reading a poem by William Wordsworth, where he describes his lover as a violet on a mossy stone. And the point of the poem is that his lover was this person who was kind of off the beaten path, and nobody really knew she existed. But he said that, you know, she meant all the world to him. And here I was, living alone in North Dakota, trying to find my way back home. And I think I just wanted somebody to feel that way about me. And it also kind of, at the time, sounded like a Bond girl. So I decided to try it out.
Well, let's kick this party off, shall we? The first book that we are going to read is a perfect...
When I moved to Indianapolis and I got out of the Air Force, I began looking for places in the city where I could combine literacy and drag. And when I came into this bookstore, Indy Reads Books, on Mass Ave here in Indianapolis, I tell you what, it blew my mind. I instantly fell in love with the room and the building and the people here. We became friends, and I literally, like, started emailing them, and I was like, hey, I'm new to town, I'm doing drag, could I read stories to kids? And so they said yes, and here we are.
Tomorrow, I'll be adventurous. I'll play, and I'll explore. I'll make or learn or try something I've never done before.
I'm a preacher's kid and a military brat. And then I served in the military. And so for me, service has always been kind of just in my bones. And when I'm not actively volunteering or doing something, then I don't feel normal. Like, I'm not me. I mean, it takes me 2 hours to get into makeup, right? When you're staring at your own face for that long and absorbed in yourself for that long, you need to turn your face towards other people and love on them. You know, you need to make it about other people. I'm an elementary school teacher by day, and so I know that when you're watching the kids, if they start shifting in their chairs or whispering to their mom, it's like their attention's getting low, so we got to fill their attention tank back up.
All right, everybody on your feet.
Ready? Ready,
Michael? I love the after part where I get to talk to people, and I have families that come in and they are, they're walking through their own journey of sexual or gender identity. And they come to me and they talk and they're like, you know, you're a guy in a dress. And that blurs our culture's lines of what's normal. And I think these are the spaces, these are the moments where people can come in and take that weight and that shame off and really look at themselves through eyes that are loving and give themselves a chance to consider who they are.
I don't really expect her to remember anything specific, but just more so the idea of we go out and do this as a family.
I think she's just here to, you know, hear a good story, get some dancing in, and, you know, just look at all the interesting people here.
I think events like these are important to show different gender identities and just interact with people in a way that's more at her level. She may not remember it specifically, what she did here, but the value that you take from it is going to go with you for the rest of your life.
I think any opportunity to kind of show our kids the beautiful diversity of life is a good thing as well. My son is 6. He's one of the older kids here, but he still seems to really enjoy it.
I like when they read the funny books. It's just the best thing I've ever heard.
I think think kids sometimes just are looking for permission from grown-ups to be kids. They're looking for permission to put the tablet and the phone down and the TV down and go do something with their minds, go do something intellectually stimulating. I think that books have almost become novelty, and so for kids, I want to turn that around. I always want to impress upon them the importance of loving themselves, and that looks like something. That's not just a feeling. That's practical. How do you love yourself? If you mess up on a test at school, you don't say to yourself, "Oh, I'm stupid." You say, "I'll do better next time. I try harder." Self-talk is a big one. I try to encourage them to embrace their creativity, and I also insist upon them reading a book. When I leave Drag Queen Story Hour, if the kids have walked away with any of those messages, then I know I did my job.
For Curious Mix, I'm Chris Siegel.